With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump battling back against claims by the director of the National Counterterrorism Center concerning the motivations for the war in Iran. In announcing his resignation Tuesday, Joe Kent claimed that Iran posed no imminent threat to the United States. President Trump, of course, sharply disagrees.
And I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. I didn't know him well, but I thought he seemed like a pretty nice guy. But when I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out, because he said that Iran was not a threat. Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it.
Yet another deep loss for Iran. Israel has killed two senior Iranian security officials in what's considered a major blow to the country's leadership. There's a strong message from the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court.
Chief Justice John Roberts is warning personal criticism of federal judges is dangerous and it's got to stop. President Trump has been critical of judges who don't rule in his favor. Just days ago, the president called a federal judge who ruled against the administration wacky, nasty, crooked, and totally out of control. In a speech at Rice University in Houston, Roberts was careful not to single out anyone or mention any names. He says criticism of judicial opinions comes with the territory, but it's different when the criticism moves away from legal analysis and becomes personally directed hostility. I'm Ed Donahue.
Asia shares have advanced with benchmarks in Japan and South Korea sharply higher. Brent crude, the international standard, has fallen to around 101 a barrel. This is SRN News. Americans, no strangers to prayer. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the hottest tickets in Rome right now, a four-lecture series on the Antichrist being given by Silicon Valley tech billionaire Peter Thiel. He is no theologian. He's co-founder of PayPal. He is also openly homosexual. A lot of faith leaders questioning his authority to lecture. This is SRN News. March Madness underway right now. That means a lot of people will be doing a lot of wagering, and for many, a lot of losing. Gambling industry will be very active. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The men's and women's basketball tournaments generate more wagering than any other event in the United States. The American Gaming Association estimates a record $3.3 billion will be legally bet on the games this year. The tournaments will tip off just 2 months after federal prosecutors announced criminal charges in a point-shaving scheme that allegedly involved six fixers, 17 former players, and four players who are active with their teams this season. Players are warned about associating with people seeking inside information about their teams or offering enticements to shave points. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at srnnews.com.